right, let's have a quick check of the headlines here in Al Jazeera. And diplomatic sources in Sudan have told Al Jazeera the army is suspending talks with the rapid support forces in Saudi Arabia. The two sides agreed a 5-day ceasefire extension on Monday, but it was violated a day later. Mohammed Val has covered developments out of Sudan extensively. He says the move represents the shifts on the battlefield.
We know that the two sides limited themselves from the very beginning to a humanitarian aspect to the negotiations. So it's not about ending the war. And the army is more and more expressive and vociferous about the lack of results and the vicious cycle in which the two sides are. You know, every ceasefire has been violated. This is, I think, the one that is going on now is the 13th in weeks.
North Korea's attempt to send its first spy satellite into space has failed. It crashed into the sea shortly after taking off. The United States says the launch involved ballistic missile technology, which goes against UN resolutions. The Qatari Prime Minister has held talks with the Taliban supreme leader in Kandahar earlier this month. It's seen as signalling a new willingness by Afghanistan's rulers to discuss ways to end their isolation. A Myanmar government delegation has visited Rohingya refugee camps in Bangladesh as part of a repatriation scheme. It is the second such visit in the past 3 months. Bangladesh and Myanmar want to send more than 1,000 Rohingya to Myanmar. Some of the refugees say they've been forced or coerced into signing repatriation documents. About 1 million of them fled Myanmar in 2017 after a brutal military crackdown. Moscow says a drone attack caused a fire at an oil refinery in southern Russia. It happened in the Krasnodar region. State media say there were no casualties or damage. The fire has since been extinguished. Russia has blamed Ukraine for an increasing number of attacks on its territory. Tesla's chief executive, Elon Musk, is in China on what's described as a high-stakes business trip. The entrepreneur has met with Chinese foreign and trade ministers. They discussed development of electric cars and expanding Tesla's operations. China is the world's biggest electric vehicle market.